Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here in Jerseyville, Illinois at the WJBM Studios, the voice of the Tri-Counties. My guest today, this young lady, and she's been living here in town for many years, and she's something else. Welcome, Ginger Gass. Welcome, Ginger.
Good afternoon.
Ginger, I'm sure a lot of you, actually your real name is Ruth Ann, right?
Right.
Yes. Now, how'd it go from Ruth Ann to Ginger?
In college, they decided that Ruth Ann was not suitable for me.
Not my suitable. Yeah. For your personality, they changed it. We're going to call you Ginger.
No, they had four names up on a board and they voted no.
Oh, what was the other possible names you were going to have?
Well, Pepper, Bubbles, Ginger, and I can't remember the fourth one.
Well, Ginger, 94 years old, and she is spry as can be. She's driving. I saw her when she left church the other day. I saw her Sunday. She was leaving. She laid a set of black marks. I bet they were 20 feet long. She's something else. And Ginger...
You're sounding like a politician now. You're a good liar.
Well, you're so spry and you're so full of life and you got a smile on your face. I know why they called you Ginger, you know, or Pepper. I think maybe I'll start calling you Pepper.
No. Clarence Updike used to do that. Do you remember Clarence Updike that had a feed company here?
I remember Clarence.
Well, he knew it was something, and so he ended up, because his wife had told him my name was Ginger, and he knew it was something like that, so he thought it was Pepper. So.
Ginger, you were so spry, and you look so good, and you're always dressed to the nines whenever I see you. Okay, so share with us, what's the secret to your success? How, you know, I'm 66, you know, and I would love to be in your kind of shape when I get to be 94. So what's the secret? What do I got to do?
There's nothing. I mean, I have been blessed. That's all I can say. Faith, hope, and love. That's all.
Faith, hope, and love. But you told me when we talked, you told me that you eat right.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well, you can't live this long if you weigh 500 pounds.
Right. Yeah. You eat right.
Exercise.
You exercise. Okay.
Absolutely. Played golf. I finally let my golf membership go this year.
You did?
Yes.
How come?
Well, the Arthur has come to visit me.
Oh, it is? Arthur has?
Arthur has.
Dang, Arthur. I tell you.
Yeah, he seems to visit people when they get old. So,
yes. Well, he took a while before he showed up.
Yeah, he's kind of been hanging around, but he just came on with a vengeance here lately.
Well, when I talked to you the other day, I don't know if you remember this or not, but you said, I eat right, I exercise, I don't necessarily go to the doctor if I get a little cut on my finger, you know, and I have faith, you know.
Yes.
And I'm sure, can you explain, okay, exercise. What kind of exercise do you do? I mean, just stay active?
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'm just to walk to the dining hall at Hollybrook. No, I always have been. Way back when, remember, you don't remember Jack LaLanne?
Oh, yeah.
A friend and I used to exercise to Jack LaLanne.
You did?
But we didn't like the last one, so. But anyway, then I've been out to the wellness center. But golf is a good exercise.
Oh yeah, golf's great. You've been an avid golfer most of your life?
Ever since we moved to Jersey. Well, my husband was one of the signers to buy the land for Westlake Country Club.
Is that right?
Yep.
So, and I suppose you live out there close by, and you just walk out your back door?
Yes, we did. We bought a lot out there, along with all the rest of them on Westlake Drive. That's how the land was paid for eventually.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you golf, you say you eat right. What do you don't eat? You know, I mean, if you've been for this long, I'm sure there's certain things you eat, certain things you don't eat.
I'm just not. I mean, I could live on vegetables. I could become a vegetarian, but that's a bad thing to say in Jersey County when there were all the there used to be cattle, not anymore because it's all gone to the big farmers now. Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to have 1,000 head of cattle. But it's a little different than when we came.
So you eat a lot of vegetables, some beef, some pork probably, a little
lots
bit.
Lots of chicken.
Lots of chicken.
I grew up in Kansas on chicken.
Did you? you walk and used to play a little golf, but I'm sure you'll still play some golf. Faith, you're a Catholic, I suppose.
Yes.
Yes.
Whole life.
Go to church every Sunday?
Yes.
Yes.
That was one of the things, you know, if you didn't feel like going to church, you couldn't do anything else either. First was church and then you could go play. Now they find all kinds of excuses.
Not you, though.
No.
And you were married. Okay, let's go back. You and Doc Gass, you and Doc met in college.
Mm-hmm.
And you were both from Kansas,
mm-hmm.
right? And what town did you grow up in Kansas?
Well, on a farm, but near Abilene, Kansas was our county seat.
Okay.
And 10 miles from there.
And how about Doc? Where'd he grow up?
Paola, Kansas.
Was that close to Abilene as well?
No, that's only 40 miles south of Kansas City.
Okay. So
150 miles apart.
So you were born in the 20s, 30s?
1930.
Mm-hmm. And lived in Kansas out on a farm, a cattle farm, a grain farm?
All.
Everything.
I learned to milk at an early age.
Did it all.
Dad had four girls, so I was his boy for a long time.
Were you the oldest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then, I learned to drive when I was six.
Is that right?
Well.
I'll be darned. So did you enjoy living in Kansas? You like Kansas?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, what else? I mean, I had a home, food. What's not to like?
Yeah. And you went to Kansas State.
Yes.
And that's where you met Doc.
Yes.
Yeah. And he swept you off his feet or what?
Well, sure, kind of. He was funny.
He was funny.
We had a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah.
And then you, what kind of a degree were you working on at Kansas?
Education.
Education. Mm-hmm. You wanted to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Did you teach?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. What'd you teach?
I taught in a little country school in Kansas. Had 8 students.
Yeah, I'll be darned. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a one-room schoolhouse type.
Absolutely.
Atmosphere. Yeah. And
that was my first year. My second year, I taught second grade in Ogden, Kansas.
I see.
Bunch of cute little kids.
Yeah. And how about Doc? What was he doing at the time?
He was he was either working in the summer, he had a job working at the Chevrolet plant in Kansas City. And then, of course, in the winter, he was going to college.
Yeah.
Going to school.
So he was going to college, and you were teaching. So he was going for his veterinarian degree?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And you said you were getting your Ph.T.?
Well, that's what we girls, there were 4 of us that rode together to Ogden, and we were all getting our PhDs. Our husbands were all in college, and we were teaching.
you said that you were teaching, and mm-hmm. you and Doc were married, mm-hmm. right? He was going to school, and you got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then they let you go.
Yeah, we couldn't teach when we were pregnant. I mean, those little second graders, they didn't know where babies came from, I guess.
Don't you find that kind of strange today? I mean, for sure today, but back then, you know, they said, well, you're pregnant, so you can't.
You just grew up with some things. You accepted stuff a little bit differently than now. If you have an idea, then you have to get mad. And, it was a different life then.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy to be alive and have food on the table. And
No. So.
And after the war, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a everybody was happy the war was over. And no, you didn't worry about some of those things. You just took them.
Now, Doc was in the war. You know, yes. Did you know him then or not?
No.
It was after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was on the GI Bill.
Yes.
Yes. Going to school. When he graduated, then what happened? Where'd you guys go?
Went to Nebraska for a very short time, and he didn't like the Nebraska setup. I mean, there were things veterinarians could do and couldn't do in different states. You know, it was different in different states, and anyway, he was not happy with the man that he was working for.
Mm-hmm.
So then he got in touch with Van here in Jerseyville, said, "Is Hardin still open?" And he says, "It's wide open. Come on up." And so we moved to Hardin.
You packed up, moved to Hardin, and started your veterinarian mm-hmm. shop there, huh? Yeah. What was it like going to Hardin? Well, what was Hardin like back then? What year would that have been?
1952.
What was it like? It's a small town now.
Well, we were going to rent a furnished apartment because we had nothing. You know, I mean, we'd been in school. And they said, "Furnished apartment?" Kind of like, "What is that?" And so Bert and Dora Ringhausen, God love them, rented us this little house right next door to them. Tin roof. It had one cold water spigot in the house. Outdoor plumbing. But it was nice and clean and had just been painted. And I mean, you know, so anyway, little four rooms. One room was Doc's, where he put his medicines, bedroom and living room and kitchen. And we borrowed a sofa from them and our mattress went on the floor.
Oh, boy.
We started out really high on the hog.
Yes. Now, how did he operate as far as a veterinarian? In Hardin, did he have a separate location that he worked out of, or did he just work out of his apartment?
Worked out of our house.
Or your house. Yeah.
Yes, worked out of our house. And there were a couple of the not up-and-coming farmers, but prominent farmers in Calhoun. I don't know whether I should mention their names or not, but...
You can mention them.
Anyway, one was a Mr. Clendenny up in the northern part, and another one was... Robin Hill, some Hillens and some of those people down south. And anyway, they decided they needed a veterinarian in Calhoun.
Yeah.
And so they went to the Farm Bureau meetings and said,
"Find us.
Call
one.
Him.
Yeah.
Call him," because he had planted his flag there, you know. And they did. And they were very good to us in Hardin.
So
Calhoun,
and you were acting kind of helping Doc. Did you go out in the field with him as well?
No. I was home with our son and answered the phone, took calls, paid the bills, did the books,
took care of the office work.
Yes.
And his daily job would just, he would go from farm to farm. He'd had a list of farms he needed to go to and patients he needed to see.
They would call. Sure.
Yeah. And he'd go out. Mm-hmm. He started off, he was pretty busy to start with?
Well, as luck would have it, yes, there was, all the hogs had, what was the disease?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They had some disease.
Yeah, and they all had to be vaccinated because it was one of those, you know, like a virus.
Right.
But they had something.
Contagious.
But they had hog cholera.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's what it was. Hog cholera. And they all had to be vaccinated. I doubt that there's anybody alive anymore now that remembers what it was.
But so you worked there for a couple years, and then you ended up in Jerseyville.
Uh-huh.
What happened there? How'd you end up in Jerseyville?
Well, with Van Walligan, because they got tired. Both Van and Doc got tired of 24 hours, 24/7.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, a cow would be having a calf and they'd have to go. And you know, when you're on call for 24 hours a day all week, I mean, so they formed the partnership and took turns at night calls, which made life more pleasant.
Yes. And so he did the, you still took care of Hardin, right?
Yes. That's why the clinic to today is called Jersey Calhoun Clinic.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's what they named it way back in
1954. I noticed that. Yeah. Jersey Calhoun. Operated out of Jerseyville, and you've been in Jerseyville. And I guess, how'd that go coming here to Jerseyville? Do things continue to pick up and get busy?
Oh, yeah. They had lots of work. They really did. I mean, it was just busy. Yeah. They were. And it got so bad that one the guys were both starting to get sick. Marianne and I, that Van's wife, we said, if you guys don't get a third partner in here pretty soon, we're going to leave because we're not going to have husbands anyway. I mean, they were really working hard. I mean, they were, you know. And so anyway, that's when Dr. Hall came on the scene.
Okay. And was he fresh out of college, or what was his story? Yeah.
I don't know whether you've ever met them or not. They still live in Jerseyville. They're both still alive. Okay. Jim and Shirley Hall.
So many years in Jerseyville. What are some, what do you think? What have you enjoyed living in Jerseyville?
Oh, it's a great place to be.
What do you like about it?
Well, you're near the city, but not in it. Our logo. Yeah. I love it.
Who came up with that?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's bad. Was it Linda Crotchett, probably?
No, it was Gene Prosser.
Was it Gene?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would have been about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gene's probably, was he close to your age, too?
Gene? Yeah, Mary and I were good friends.
Yeah. So since you've been in Jerseyville over the years, what do you think, what have some positive changes that you've seen in Jerseyville?
Well, I think it has become kind of a melting pot now, where I don't know that it was that way back. I didn't live here then, but just things that I've heard. But still, when we came here, it did not have a hospital. It did not have a swimming pool. There were just a lot of things that Jerseyville did not have. But I don't know. It was just a step up for us, we felt, because joining the partner, forming the partnership was a plus. You know, we didn't have to work all day, every day.
Were you guys important in developing some of that stuff? Involved in a lot of it? Everybody had to pitch in and get some things going, like a hospital and pool.
Well, the
or something?
Hospital opened. It was already in process. It was in the process. And, but now, the swimming pool was not here. They had the little one that some guy was teaching kids swimming lessons way back when. Anyhow, but the country club, my husband was one of them that signed the note to buy the land, the Draper Farm, way back when. In 1954, they actually signed the first paper on it.
Now, was Doc a golfer, or he wanted to be a golfer? Or?
Yeah, we didn't have the money to belong to a country club before. So anyway, the country club was, there were 21 men.
Tell us about that, 21 people.
Signed the note to buy the club, yeah.
Okay, and then they had to build it.
Yeah. Well, in those days, I mean, there were a lot of very generous people, too. You know, they talk about people. Of course, now they give millions, but at the time, Bob Gledhill did surveying. Ralph Eaglehoff did a lot of work. We had lawyers that knew how to draft legal documents. You know, I mean, they all pitched in.
Yeah.
And didn't charge, you know, I mean, because they wanted it also.
Yeah.
And It was just a real friendly gathering place.
And then homes were built around it, and lots were sold.
Yes, and that's how they paid for the land.
Okay. And continues still today.
Yes.
And great place to live. And you still live on the golf course?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. You, but before you went to Hollybrook, you were still living
I there. Lived out there until 06. And after Doc passed away, I didn't need the big house. So I bought a littler one on Fairview. And then after 16 years there, I decided it was time to, well, I was 90 years old, 90 plus, 91, 92. 92, I guess, when I decided to move. Well, it's...
Do you like living in Hollybrook?
Yes.
What do you like about it? What are some fine features that you can share for people that are listening that maybe are thinking about it, but in assisted living,
you don't have to worry about who's going to shovel your driveway when it snows. You don't have to worry about repairing the roof, you know, when it rains or, you know, there are just a lot of things like that. And there's somebody to visit with when you're a widow or a widower. There are men out there also.
Do they have, you know, they have meals every day?
Every day, three meals a day. And entertainment, if you want it. They have bingo and exercise groups and you know, they keep you busy if you want to be.
And very enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. And the staff couldn't be friendlier. I mean, they have really great gals that work there.
Great. Well, sounds like a great place. How old do you have to be? Maybe I'm eligible.
I imagine 55.
Well, I'd be eligible. I don't know whether... I'd probably be eligible. Well, Ginger, Ruth Ann. Yeah. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. Anything you want, closing, that you want to do, put on this interview? Shout out to anybody?
Nope, just that this is a great place to be and have faith, hope, and love. And I think the world would all be great. And as far as Jerseyville is concerned, as I said before, near the city, but not in it.
There you go.
I mean, we've enjoyed St. Louis a lot, but we didn't have, you know, we don't have people getting shot every day here.
No.
We're a happy bunch of people.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
That's right. Okay. Thanks, Ginger, for coming in. You have a great day.
Okay.